The next keynote begins a section of 10 keynote with which we conclude the keynote. And the tone is a little bit different. They almost all, except for one, start with the word Sion. And they're all modeled after a poem which wasn't originally written as a keynote. It was a poem written by Rav Yehuda Halevi. And it pretty much went together with one other famous poem of his, where he pined for being in Eretz Yisrael and being in Yerushalayim. And it's Sion Haloti Shali, and it's often translated in mourning, why doesn't Sion ask for us? But he was really also saying, Sion does ask for us, Sion does want us. And he lived in a time of Galus. Even though it's called the Golden Age of Spain, it wasn't so golden. It was a harder time than the time we live in. And he longed and dreamed and committed to going. And he wrote about it in this poem, and he wrote about it in the famous poem, Libi B'Mizrach V'Ani B'Sof Ma'arav. And there's one other poem that he wrote, which is the only other poem. It's a long poem that's very similar, an exact parallel to this poem, which is a love poem, a typical romantic love poem. And when you look at this poem, you understand this poem really is a love poem modeled in the style of Shir HaShirim. And it's his love for Eretz Yisrael. And it reveals to us another element of Tisha B'Av, which we only begin to open up now. And that's the element of not only Zecher L'Chorban, Zecher of what was before the Churban. And in his time and in our time, Zecher of what is now, and the longing and desire to be in Eretz Yisrael, even in a time of Galus. The Rav mentions that things were done, there are tarkanot that were made. An example he brings is taking the lulav every day, to remember the grandeur of what was in the Mikdash, what was when there was a Mikdash. And one of the ideas of this poem, which was put in with the keynote, is to remember what was and to have that same longing and connection and love now. In the Kuzari, as in these poems, Rav Yehuda Halevi developed over and over an idea which wasn't really mentioned by others before him, and was mentioned pretty rarely after by Rav Kook and others. And that idea was that there's an intrinsic and deep value to Eretz Yisrael besides just a people having a land and a place to have for ourselves. There's a deep, deep, deep kedusha to the place itself. And when you read this love poem, it should inspire us, and as we go on and say the next 10 keynote and conclude, it should really remind us of the connection that we should feel and what we miss, and not only the mourning of the Churban, but the real pining and missing for what was before the Churban and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that continues to exist throughout a time of Galus and while we're in a Gola, and we should pine to be there the way that the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi pined.
Yo na yo si sobi di sona di ragir.